Mr. Rochester had been absent upwards of a fortnight when the post brought Mrs. Fairfax a letter. "It is from the master," said she, as she looked at the direction. "Now I suppose we shall know whether we are to expect his return or not." And while she broke the seal and perused the document, I went on taking my coffee. We were at breakfast. It was hot, and I attributed to that circumstance a fiery glow which suddenly rose to my face. Why my hand shook, and why I involuntarily spilt half the contents of my cup into my saucer, I did not choose to consider.
"Well, I sometimes think we are too quiet, but we run a chance of being busy enough now, for a little while at least," said Mrs. Fairfax, still holding the note before her spectacles.
Ere I permitted myself to request an explanation, I tied the string of Adele's pinafore, which happened to be loose. Having helped her also to another bun and refilled her mug with milk, I said nonchalantly, "Mr. Rochester is not likely to return soon, I suppose?"
"Indeed he is. In 3 days, he says. That'll be next Thursday. And not alone, either. I don't know how many of the fine people at the Lees are coming with him. He sends directions for all the best bedrooms to be prepared, and the library and drawing rooms are to be cleaned out. I am to get more kitchen hands from the George Inn at Millcote, and from wherever else I can. And the ladies will bring their maids, and the gentlemen their valets, so we shall have a full house of it."
And Mrs. Fairfax swallowed her breakfast and hastened away to commence operations.